You're listening to Called to Homeschool, episode number 184, How to Enjoy the Holidays.
Are you feeling the call to homeschool and you're not sure what to do? Or maybe you are already homeschooling and it doesn't look like what you hoped it would. My name is Megan Thomas and I'm a certified life coach, a mother of seven, and a homeschool pro with more than a decade of experience. I can show anyone how to create success in their homeschool, and I'd love to show you how. Are you ready?
All right, welcome back to another exciting episode of Called to Homeschool. Always love having you friends here. I just want to thank you so much for leaving me some really awesome 5-star reviews. You guys are amazing, and it really helps the podcast to grow, and it helps other people who are trying to find some peace in their homeschooling journey to find ways to not lose their mind while homeschooling and enjoying their kids and all those fun things. So thank you for that. I am going to be randomly giving away family planners because it's way more fun when it's a surprise throughout December. So make sure to go and give me a 5-star review in iTunes and tell me why you love the podcast for your chance to win. So it should be no surprise, as a homeschool mom, home birth mom, all the weird, crazy things I do, that I do things differently than other people. And one of the things that I do however the heck I want to are the holidays. I do the holidays how I want to do the holidays. And so how to enjoy the holidays, I'm going to tell you how, is to do them the way that you want to do them. I do it with birthdays how I want, all the things. So that I've gotten to a place where I love Christmas, where I really look forward to Christmas, because I have aligned it with what resonates with me and what feels good to me. Because I know it's so easy to get caught up in what we think we have to do. We forget that we're adults and we can do whatever the heck we want to do. I'm in several homeschool Facebook groups, and every year without fail, someone posts about Christmas, and they start popping up about, I don't know what to do for Christmas. We already have too many toys, or we don't have enough money, looking for suggestions of what else they could do. And I always post, I don't do Christmas. I prefer experiences over presents. So many people are always curious how I do it. So I thought I'm going to dedicate a whole podcast episode about how I do it. And it's so funny when I tell people things like this, I swear I'm a really fun person. But when I tell people like, oh, I don't do Christmas. I don't really like to do, we don't do birthday cake or anything like that. We live differently. And by us willing to live differently, we get to live the life we want instead of the life we think we should be living and be unsatisfied with it. So even if you love over-the-top decorations and presents, this episode is still for you, because if that is what you love, I want to empower you to continue to do it, to go big. If you are a big present person, fantastic. Do the holidays that you love without thinking that you have to do something just because that is what the norm is. So whatever speaks to your heart, don't be embarrassed by it and go for it. I just want to empower you today to do the holidays the way you want to do it. So I'm going to be sharing what I do and what works for me and Christmas time. And I hope you will decide what you want to do instead of thinking that what you have to do. So this all started years ago when I had 5 small children. I was homeschooling and we had started to make a little bit more money. I was so excited to finally give my kids a really big Christmas. I went Black Friday shopping with a friend super late at night. I went shopping during the nights throughout December to find the perfect present for each child. I stayed up late at night after my kids would go to bed, and I would wrap all their presents so beautifully. Then Christmas morning finally comes. I am so excited to give my kids the Nerf gun, the dolls, the clothes, the toys, and all the things that I knew they just wanted. Within hours, the Nerf gun was broken. Within a few days, most of the toys were already forgotten. I looked at everything and the mess that was my life and all those things, and I said, I will never do that again. First of all, if you've been listening to this for a while, you know I do not like staying up late at night. It does not speak to me. It actually wipes me out for days if I stay up late at night. So going Black Friday shopping was absolute torture. Staying up late to shop and wrap was also torture. So imagine as you're doing this, I have five little kids at the time, right? My oldest, maybe he had turned seven, but he's either six or seven. Five little kids doing homeschool, doing parenting, and then staying up late to wrap and shop and do all those things. So that, I did not like it. Second, I don't like shopping. If you follow and watch me, you'll notice a lot of times I just wear black because it's just easier and I don't have to think about my clothes. So I own a lot of black clothes and I just kind of switch between black shirts because it's easier. Sometimes I don't even buy stuff and my husband will finally buy things because he says, Meg, you need a new pair of shoes or you need a new pair of pants. And so it is not uncommon for my husband to buy something because I just don't want to go shopping. If I do go into a store, I laugh because I did have to go to the mall the other day. I wanted to get some perfume. And so I was with my daughter and her friend and I go, ooh, I love this store. Let's go in and check it out. I was in there maybe 15, 20 seconds, didn't see anything that jumped out at me. And I was like, blah, get me out of here. And the friend was like, what? We haven't even gone through all the racks. And I think, go through the racks. No, thank you. I'm out. And so I went and just waited out on a bench for them to go through. So I don't go through the racks. I rarely try something on. Shopping is not my jam. Third, I don't really like stuff. Even before I studied about parenting and how too much stuff affects a child's mood and the environment of the home, I just didn't like it. I don't want to take care of it. I do like organizing things, but with children, that feels like brushing your teeth with Oreos because they'll just dump everything out. They don't care if you've labeled all the bins and put the toys in their perfect location. They just want to dump it all out, right? So I don't want to continue to organize it and put it back in my beautiful Pinterest-worthy organization. And I don't want to clean up all the toys. So I just don't really like that stuff. So fast forward a few years, and now we have moved and we are renting a house. One of our neighbors didn't want to deal with family drama over the holidays, so they traveled on every holiday, and it got me thinking, what if we don't do presents? Like, that was an option. I didn't even know it was an option that I could do something different. What if we traveled instead? So I threw the idea out to my husband, showed him what this neighbor was doing, how amazing it was, all the connections they were making as a family, and my husband did not want to miss the actual holiday parties, all the family stuff, but he liked the idea of opening a destination. So we decided to go for it. Just not going over Christmas, opening the destination to go at a later time. So just a little side note, I don't do Santa or the Easter Bunny. So I didn't have to break that to my kids. Once again, if that is your jam, go for it. I don't do it because it feels dishonest to me. And I always want to be honest with my kids. And so that is my own personal thoughts about that. So no judgment if you do Santa and Easter Bunny, because I get it. It can feel super magical and super fun. It's just not for me. So anyway, the first Christmas, we go for it. We tell our kids beforehand, hey, friends, for reals, there are going to be no presents. Like, yeah, right? And we're like, no, for reals, there are going to be no presents, right? So it's a little awkward that very first Christmas. Christmas morning came, and it's a little weird that there are no presents. So we had a fun game planned, and our kids had to go and put all the clues together to figure out what the destination was. So it was a pretty fun game. And that first year we did in Mexico, so they were all super excited about it. But then, when normally you would just play with all your presents, we're just sitting there staring at each other. So we had learned since to have something ready. For years, we went to a care center near us, and we got to sing Christmas carols to the residents there and deliver their presents. They have since discontinued that program. So we just always find something else to do, even if it's as simple as putting a puzzle together as a family. And just having something to do that morning instead of just sit there and stare at each other and a piece of paper that's telling you where you're going. So if you do switch things up and don't do presents, I highly encourage you to have something ready to do. So then my family does brunch around 10 a.m. So we don't have to fill a lot of time. And then my husband's family does a late lunch. And the rest of the day is just with fun and family. So for a while, I told my kids that they could ask for a present in their stocking if it was small enough to fit in it. And that worked until they got a little bit older and they wanted things like fancy cell phones or what was big back then, like MP3 players or iPods or something like that, right? So I had to quickly say, no, sorry, we are not doing that. And now I just do simple stocking stuffers that are just fun things that for my boys, a lot of times it's stuff for shaving. For my girls, maybe it's a face mask, just something very simple and small. So people are always curious where we've gone. And so I was going to share some of those with you. Like I said, the first one was Mexico, and we drove down to the Baja and stayed there. I want to say it was in between Rosarito and Ensenada. Is that right? Right there on the Baja. We went there and that was super fun. When we go on our big family trips, we always do just one thing that costs money. And other than that, we like go to the beach a lot or do hiking or things like that. But we always just do one thing that costs money. And on that one, we went whale watching. And that one was funny because in Mexico, you have to go quite a ways out. And then they'd given all of us like anti-nausea medicine. And I guess it makes you sleepy. So my husband was laughing and filming everybody on the way back in like, this was the most expensive nap I have ever paid for. So that was our first one. We did Mexico. We've gone to San Diego. We've done Miami. We've done Hawaii. We've done my favorite one was Puerto Rico. And that one was my favorite because it was the last time that my whole family got to be together on a Christmas trip before my Ethan started his mission. And so that one was super fun. Georgie was small enough and easy enough to work with that he would go on every adventure and everybody would just take turns lugging him along. So we shoved him through caves. And actually he was terrified of the ocean. So we didn't even have to worry about him getting knocked down in the ocean and whatnot. So that's been my favorite one. The year I got pregnant with Georgie, we actually got a trailer at Christmas time. And then we did a road trip that summer with some friends to Mount Rushmore and Glacier National Park. This year was my Ironman, so that was part of their Christmas present. And then we went to Sequoia National Park in Yosemite. So those are some of the places, but some years we haven't had a lot of money. One year we had planned to do a trip and then our bathroom broke. So the funds for that went to a bathroom. So we got a piano instead. So it isn't always a big fancy trip. They can be road trips. We've only flown, I guess, maybe three times we've flown, right? And so just kind of mix it up and work with your own budget. I love that we do this. It gives me more memories with my family and less junk and crap around the house. I've asked all my kids what they think of doing experiences over presents, and all of them said they love it and they prefer it. So I'm just going to quickly say what birthdays too. I am a little bit more flexible with birthdays. Every now and then, I don't mind getting my kids a present if it's really meaningful. I just really hate like the small trinket crap that you know that they're not going to care about in a few days. So for my Tico's 16th birthday, we actually got him his first really fancy guitar. So that was really fun to do that. This last year for Ethan's birthday, because now he's an adult going out on his own and he wants his own nice camping stuff. So I think my husband got him a nice sleeping bag, right? So just some things that are maybe a little bit meaningful, more meaningful to them. I'm down to party. So if they want to party, my present is the party. And so I don't get them an additional gift, but I will, organize a party or get food for a party or something like that. But I do try to encourage them to do an experience. So my boys have done several sporting events with my husband and they love that. My husband's taking some of them out of town and sometimes even with their best friend and go and doing fun things with them. I actually had one I was so excited about for my Bella's 16th birthday. I was going to take her and her sister Tess to Europe and we were going to go to Amsterdam. We found tickets for $270. It was insane, right? So I actually think I had them pay for their tickets too. And so like the birthday present was going to be everything else that would be included. And then COVID happened. So we never were able to go. But Tess and I have talked about for her birthday next year. We want to go down to Vegas and see a show. Or if we can find screaming deals on a flight, Tess and I are more than ready to go on a flight. She is going to become my little travel buddy. I love it. But what I want to leave with you is that you get to decide what you want to do for the holidays, what you want it to look like. Maybe your kids or even your husband are going to want it to look a different way. And you can totally honor that. So if my husband were like, Meg, I love presents. I think presents are magical and so fun. Do you know what I would do? I would say, awesome. then you get to go do that because I'm not going to do that. There is no rule or law. And just so you know, like, I adore my husband. I love him, but it doesn't mean I have to take on the responsibility of something that he might like and do it. Now, you may want to do that just like if that feels loving to you, but it feels very unloving to myself, especially if I couldn't go shopping the day because I had all these little kids, right? I'd have to get a sitter at that time and all those things. And so do the holidays the way you want them to look, right? If your kids are like, we really want presents, maybe say, "Hey, I don't love presents. So I'll do one thing. I'll do one special thing or something else." Maybe that could look like, I've even had my mom give us before season passes to, in Utah, there's a place called Thanksgiving Point that's really awesome, or the zoo. There's a really cool aquarium. So I've just had her mix up different passes for us, right? So getting creative, like, okay, you want to open something? What about if it's this, right? So you can totally work with them. When we started it, I know some of my kids, and even Georgie, because he's older now, was kind of like, I like presents. And I was like, oh, we just don't do them, buddy. But when my big kids were younger, when we were starting this, and they were like, maybe thinking we would like presents. And I think I presented it more as, we're going to try this. We're going to see how it works. And then we loved it so much, we kept it going. Now, with this, just so you know, I love planning a trip. I think it's super fun and it's exciting to me. And if you were like, I hate planning a trip, that is a headache and it's stressful for me, then don't do it. But just know you have options of what you want the holidays to look like. Last thing I want to kind of say too is, I know we can create, our thoughts create how we feel, right? I paid a lot of money to really understand that. And we can create the thoughts and enjoy any experience. But sometimes it requires so much mental energy that it's just easier to change the situation. So here's some journaling questions for you to think about this week. What would you like Christmas to look like at your house? Get really curious, like get really detailed. Like, I want big lights all over my house. I want, what is that with the Christmas story? What's his name? Chevy Chase. Like, you want the Christmas lights all over your house. Do you want that? Do you want just small Christmas lights? Do you want no Christmas lights, right? You're like, nope, don't want to even mess with it. Get very curious. What do you like? Do you like decorations? Do you like presents? Do you like stockings? Do you like Santa? Do you want to do that part, right? Is that super fun to you? So get very curious of, what do you want it to look like? Then ask yourself, what is stopping you from creating that? What is stopping you? I know so many times we think money, but honestly, a lot of these trips, because we were going to go camping or something else, right? And so we actually kill two birds with one stone, where a vacation fund and Christmas fund are basically the same. So it may sound like we're spending all this extra money, but we actually are saving money because we're not spending all this money on presents and then also doing a trip. We're combining them into one. And it doesn't always have to be big. It can be a road trip. It can be something smaller, something simpler, right? But honestly, if you are serious about it, money, you can always figure out the money piece. I want you to really, really be intentional this holiday of creating what it is you want. And if you liked the traditions of when you were a child, fantastic, keep it. If you don't like those traditions, let them go. And just like, that was so awesome. That served my parents. That served that. And I don't have to do that, right? So I would love for you to message me and let me know what you want the holidays to look like at your house this year, and what are you going to do to make sure that happens? All right, friends, have an amazing day. Go give me a review and keep being awesome. Love you.
Are you ready to take the concepts learned on this podcast to the next level? Then I invite you to join Mama's Members, a place where I will help you succeed in your family and homeschool beyond what you thought was possible. You will have access to hours of content, a place to ask questions, and weekly coaching calls to help you be the amazing homeschool mom you are called to be. To sign up, go to www.coachmegthomas.com/join. I can't wait to see you there.